Before President Nixon landed in China in 1972, the Middle Kingdom was part of the scary communist world threatening American democracy. Those days, obviously, are long gone, but the rhetoric lives on, especially during campaign season. We barely notice when politicians accuse others of sending jobs to China or supporting cheap Chinese imports. But that is not the message that President Obama was sending during his press conference with Chinese President Hu Jintao yesterday.
We're now exporting more than $100 billion a year in goods and services to China, which supports more than 500,000 American jobs. In fact, our exports to China are growing nearly twice as fast as our exports to the rest of the world.
So, China the job killer or China the economic stimulus? Joining us now is Daniel Rosen, principal of the Rhodium Group, an economic advisory company, and a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be
and
here.
Also with us is Corey Mahaffey, president of the Moberly Economic Development Corporation in Missouri. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Well, Daniel, let me ask you this. First of all, is it possible that China is both? Is there a pro and con column for China in terms of their net effect on jobs in the United States?
So it's good news and bad news. On the one hand, it's not communist anymore. It's more capitalist than it was when Nixon went, as you said in your intro. On the other hand, it's still scary. So instead of being scary communist, we have scary kind of capitalist. And it's a mixed bag. There's a whole bunch of positive effects that come off China's economic development for the United States. As the president said, huge growth in U.S. exports. Another factor is Chinese starting to pay for all the intellectual property that they have been generously using from the United States for a long time.
Aggressively.
Yeah. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but we like to be paid for it as well. If we're going to pay our bills, we're going to have to get paid for the innovation that we're capable of doing now that we don't manufacture as much as we used to before China came online. And then thirdly, we should talk about Chinese investment into the U.S. as well.
Well, Corey Mahaffey, we're speaking with you from Moberly, Missouri, because your community has benefited from trade with China, right?
Yes, we have greatly.
So, and in what ways?
We have a company, Mimetech International, actually, that operates a sucralose production facility in Fujian province in China, who recently, back in July of 2010, made the choice to make investment here in the United States, their first presence in the United States through a company, Mimetech U.S., building the first actual only sucralose production facility in the United States here in our community.
All right. But Daniel, what makes China scary is that although we do a lot of business with them, they don't always do business the way we want them to, right? I mean, they don't have the same regulations on a manufacturer that we do. They don't have the same wages that we have. They don't have the same benefits their workers that we have. And because of the valuing of the yuan or devaluing of the yuan, we also feel like it's not always a fair playing field.
Right, right. And some of that is tough, but there's nothing unfair about it. For example, lower wages in one country than another don't necessarily reflect anybody breaking the rules. Other aspects of it are unfair. China provides very low-cost financing to its companies, for example. To some extent, that's because people save a huge amount of money in China compared to what we do in the U.S. On the other hand, not all Chinese companies have access to that. So if they give some of their government-related companies access to cheap lending and not others, then it does skew the playing field a bit.
They have enormous control over their economy compared with the U.S. and even other countries in the world.
Absolutely they do. Obviously, the U.S. is the most free market capitalism you'll find pretty much anywhere. On the other hand, people can overstate how much control the Chinese government has. And one of the concerns that the U.S. has had is that Beijing isn't strong enough. So when Beijing makes a commitment to improve intellectual property rights protection, can it really deliver that down in the grass level around the country?
Well, Corey Mahaffey, what was your experience in dealing with the Chinese? Did you find them to be, operating from, orders in Beijing? Were they terribly restrictive? Did they set down a lot of rules that were at odds with other competitors?
We did not. We did not find any of that. Our dealings with the company that we've been working with and the people within the company that we've been working with have been very positive. They had a good understanding of the differences between government operations in China and government operations in the United States. There was some hesitation, obviously, at the beginning. Really, I think a trust factor, just trying to understand some of those differences and how the government operated here and the differences between, I guess, as you said, the control that they might experience in China versus what they might experience here. There were not a set of rules or anything like that. They were very interested in what we had to offer here in our community and what the state had to offer. I know at the time when they were looking at 12 other Midwestern states as an opportunity for investment as well.
What's the unemployment rate there, Corey?
It's right about the national average. We're right about 9%.
Okay, so they're bringing in, and they're bringing in more than 600 jobs.
They are. That's true. Yes, and that's something that in an area like we're in, a rural area like we're in, will impact our entire area. Multiple counties around us. Actually, it's an opportunity that in and of itself, when it's completed, can affect a full percent change in our unemployment in this area. So,
I think the experience that Corey is having with the Chinese out in Missouri is more important for us to understand than those state control issues that President Obama still has to address during a state visit in Washington. Last year, there were somewhere between $4 and $5 billion of new investments by Chinese companies into the United States. That's a growth well over 100% year on year in the amount of Chinese investment. Mm-hmm. Some people back in the 80s, remembering the Japanese experience, would say, well, that's a sign of U.S. weakness. The Japanese are coming. The Chinese are coming. Something like this. In fact, it's a sign of U.S. strength. There's a reason why Chinese companies want to be here. They want to be closer to the U.S. consumer. They want to be in environments where people play by regulatory rules and things like food products, such as they're doing out there in Moberly. There will be, you know, time after time, we will see 2 times, 3 times, and then 5 times as much opportunity from Chinese companies coming here. We have to get ourselves in the game here and stop worrying as much about the communist past as the capitalist future opportunity with China, and then hold them to the rules where we see things that make us uncomfortable.
And in the end, could end up resulting in the same kind of less scary relationship with China as we now have with Japan.
Absolutely. And let's bear in mind as well, when China has, you know, $10, $20, $30, $50 billion of investments here, they're going to have to be as cautious about how we're reacting to them as our companies sometimes are when the White House takes us
about
with China.
The trillions of T-bills they hold in their savings accounts.
That is Daniel Rosen. He's a principal of the Rhodium Group, an economic advisory company. And you're heading down to have lunch with the President Hu Jintao this afternoon, right?
Well, with 500 of my closest friends. We're going to see what he has to say.
We also spoke with Corey Mahaffey, president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation there in Missouri. Thanks to both of you.